The premise was to try to pick the birds that people most often see and are curious about. So it does not help to identify every single sparrow, for instance, not even every sandpiper, particularly the rarer ones. That's a task for the field guides. But the problem is that the field guides don't have much peripheral information. They don't tell you the habits of the bird as much, its personality, as I mentioned. And so we picked the birds that people were most likely to see, and so this would include most of the larger birds, the water birds, the ducks and other waterfowl, the herons and things like this that you can hardly miss as you drive along, say, the Texas coast, or the birds of prey that you're likely to see along the roadsides in the wintertime. And then we tried to put in a great variety of the songbirds, the ones that are most abundant here. A few rarities just because they are so characteristically Texan. We tried to pick the birds that people are going to see and say, gee, what is that? And I'd like to learn more about it.